Chapter 2 Valentine's Day Party. One early morning, Samantha, Mrs. Franklin, and Nicole, the dancing robot, all woke up around the same time. Mrs. Franklin was in the kitchen making heart-shaped eggs, handmade French toast, and waffles to eat with maple syrup. She placed the eggs into the pan with gladness, knowing that today was Valentine's Day. She took her I Love Robots blanket off and ran to the calendar to check the day she had been waiting for. Nicole, the dancing robot, could not take it a little longer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! She pressed her music button and began dancing and even singing her own Valentine's Day song. She totally forgot that Sammy was still sleeping, but she also did not want to get in trouble with Mrs. Franklin. So Nicole the dancing robot stood straight and boom! The alarm clock went on and on again. Sammy peeked with one eye, then the other. His face was dark red and he looked just like a big giant apple. Nicole was scared all right, very scared. Sammy stood up from bed and said, "I had the strangest dream about you, the dancing robot." And before Sammy could say anything else, Nicole was frowning and said, "My name is Nicole," she shouted out loud.
"Right, I knew that," replied Sammy.
Whenever Sammy called her the dancing robot, Nicole would go all crazy and shout, "My name is Nicole, the dancing robot. Now stop calling me the dancing robot." Later on in the afternoon, Sammy was making milk chocolate donuts and enclosed them in beautiful Valentine's Day boxes. He even printed the label, "Happy Valentine's Day, Mom! You rock!" with a pink daisy. He was happy to give that to his mother for Valentine's Day. Samantha was also making plans to be in the Valentine's Day party with her family and invited a lot of friends. Mrs. Franklin helped with the decoration by placing lots of snacks, desserts, and beverages for the party on the table. The time was now 6 o'clock, and it was time for the party to begin. Everyone entered the house with a smile. Teenage girls wore beautiful dresses with heart designs on them, and teenage boys wore black and white tuxedos with black ties. It was a magical night that everyone enjoyed. At 11 o'clock, the party was over. Sammy gave his present to Mrs. Franklin, and some people gave their goodbye hugs, kissed, and said goodnight. 1 hour later, a surprise guest came to the house. He locked his car, had the keys to the house, and knew exactly where everyone was in the living room. And 3, 2, 1, surprise! It was Mr. Franklin! He had just finished his duties in the military. Mr. Franklin went to the military when Mrs. Franklin was 35 years old, Samantha was 7, and Sammy was 13 years old. The whole family was happy because they got to celebrate Mr. Franklin's return on that day.